Greetings, dear light people. Welcome to my first webinar. What we are doing with the 12 chakras is particularly important at this time. First of all, I'm going to explain that this is not a one-off event. The activation of your 12 chakras is not a one-off event, where previously they were not activated, and once you do this with me today, then they are activated and they stay that way. It's very much the same concept as the one heart concept that my guides talk about. Our 12 chakra system are in the process of reconnecting. In exactly the same way that our one heart is in the process of being fully activated. So my guides are asking me to begin with the concept of the one heart, which is very much a part of this 12 chakra activation. So we have a personal heart center, in Sanskrit the Anahata center, which is in the lower chest and conventionally is emerald green. And this is part of our personal chakra system. It is the device through which we transmit love and receive love, in other words, give and receive love within our relationships with other people. And it works much more on an individual level, giving and receiving love from one person at a time. So when, in spiritual terms, we are talking about working from our heart and operating from heart consciousness or with our heart and mind combined, we are not so much talking about that personal heart chakra. The personal heart chakra, or Anahata, is our center point. It's our balance point between our physical chakras below and our more spiritually aligned chakras above, and also between the more mundane aspects of our consciousness in the lower chakras and the more enlightened or spiritual elements of ourselves in the upper chakras. And it's very much about our personal development. And most of us have issues in the heart chakra. We will suffer from defensiveness because of hurts that have happened to us in the past. Our higher heart chakra, which is higher in our chest, and if you like, you can place one of your hands now on your personal heart chakra, Anahata, and the other hand just above that, touching that hand in your higher heart. And tune into these two different aspects of yourself. The higher heart chakra is also called the sacred heart chakra. And my guides at some stage started to call it Amun, which I discovered in Egyptian theology relates to the hidden one. And for many, many years, this higher heart was hidden to us and unknown. And it's been activated since the harmonic convergence in 1987. And the purpose of the higher heart chakra is to enable us to send and receive love on a group level to all other sentient beings on our planet. We also can send and receive love from the higher heart chakra to other dimensions, into the first and second dimension of the earth below us, and into the higher dimension in which the ascended masters, the company of heaven, as Patricia calls them, and our guides and angels, the star beings, to all that which is in between source energy, the ultimate, the creator, God, goddess, and ourselves in the third dimension. We can also send and receive love from the higher heart chakra on this level. Now, if you combine your two hands so that they are on top of each other, in between these two, Anahata and the higher heart, we come to the place of one heart. The one heart center, one heart consciousness within us, is divine love, source love, unconditional love, fifth dimensional consciousness, unity consciousness, Christ consciousness. All of these concepts come from one heart consciousness. And so if you choose in this moment, you can say out loud, understanding that your wish is your command. The one heart is ignited within me now. What I want you to begin to feel is an opening inside you, inside your energy, and inside your consciousness. And this opening feels soft, expansive, enlightening. And what you experience when you, through your command, ignite your one heart center is an opening into the love field, the love energy field of the universe. Love is the energy through which all is created. Love is the energy through which source created us and the earth, all dimensions, all star and planet systems, the universe itself. And when we tune in to this level of love consciousness, it is very different than tuning into simply energy, prana, life force energy, which is also the energy of all that is. It is the enlightened aspect of prana. It is a creative force. And opening into our one heart consciousness allows us to connect with all others on the planet in whom the one heart is ignited. And when you are operating with your one heart ignited, you are then operating from a place of love. My ex-partner used to say to me sometimes when I was making a decision and was trapped in some form of ego, stream of consciousness or other, he would say, "What would love do now?" Which comes from a book that I can't remember, an enlightened teaching. And when you are operating from a one love, one heart space, you don't have to ask yourself the question, "What would love do now?" because you are love embodied. And the reason that my guides are talking about one love and one heart consciousness now, before we do the 12 chakra activation, is because this process is very much like Drunvalo's Merkaba activation process. It can't work if you are not able to be in a place of love. And so even on a very simple level, The easiest way to place yourself in a state of love consciousness and open heart is simply to move into gratitude. So if you are going to practice this 12 chakra meditation after this time, which I am assuming you will, it's a delicious process. It's a wonderful process. It's an activation process which will continue for a while before it settles into permanent status within you as we move into the fifth dimension. In the beginning of the meditation, simply place your two hands on top of each other in the center of your chest. Command, my one heart is ignited or active now. And then let yourself move into a state of love and gratitude for all that is. Having thoughts of love and thanks, gratitude and appreciation for all that is yours and all that is around you. For your friends, your family, your beautiful, precious physical body, for nature, for the trees, plants, flowers, grass, for the hills, the mountains, the deserts, whatever part of Gaia you live in, open your heart in love and gratitude to that part of Gaia. If you live in a city, it is absolutely essential for you to still connect in with Gaia's outer body, with nature, in the place where you are. Otherwise, your soul dries up. It's extremely difficult to be in a place of love and gratitude and connection with Gaia if you don't tune into aspects of her, whatever they may be, in the place where you actually live. As you open your heart in love and gratitude to Gaia, to nature, to the animals, the insects, the birds, to the people that have chosen this challenging but amazing time to live on the planet, to incarnate on the planet at this time. Simply in a state of love and gratitude. And on your command, your one heart ignited, so we begin the 12 chakra activation. Your eyes are closed. Your heart is open. Say out loud, I call light to myself now. As you make this command, this amazing bright white illuminated column flows through your body and your aura, your greater light body, connecting you instantly with all that is above and all that is below. You watch that light streaming down through the earth below you in your inner mind. Use your imagination effectively. So right now, visualize that you can see the beautiful crystal caves within the earth below you. Magical glistening caves illuminated by the inner sun. The sparkling amethyst, ruby, citrine, emerald, crystals. Imagine you can see the beautiful underground rivers and lakes and streams. And deep, deep below you, in the very heart of Gaia, you see her magnificent core crystal. This crystal is as big as New York City. The diameter of the core crystal is a quarter the total diameter of the planet. It's huge. And it's glistening down below your body right now, an iron-nickel conglomerate of pure power and glistening beauty. The core crystal is gravity itself. And so as you send your grounding cord from your belly chakra down into the core crystal now, you will feel that gravity as a deep binding connection between yourself and the planet Earth. So your heart still open in love and gratitude to Gaia. Send that love from your heart down through your solar plexus into your belly chakra. And from your belly chakra now, send a grounding cord of light, an umbilical cord of light, down through the first chakra, down through the bottom of your aura into the core crystal, saying, I ground myself into the heart of Gaia now. And what you feel is a deep heaviness, a deep relaxation and heaviness in your body. Your heart is open. Your face is smiling, peaceful, relaxed. You feel every cell in your body resonating with Gaia now. The crystalline aspect of your blood, the crystalline particles within the fluids of your body, move into resonance with the crystals below you now and with the core crystal herself. In a state of open heart now, we begin this meditation. Visualize your aura on all sides of you, glowing rainbow colors in an egg shape. Concentrate and expand your aura now to the front of you, the back of you, left and right, above and below, so that you feel your glowing, flowing, egg-shaped aura around you. Place your awareness in the one heart now, in the center of your chest. And what you're going to do is you're going to expand or push your prana tube up into the great central sun, at the heart of the Milky Way, and down into the core crystal. The prana tube is a crystalline, etheric, breathing tube. It runs straight through the seven chakras within your body, the three above and the two below. And when not expanded or extended, your prana tube will often stop either at the top of your aura or just above, or the bottom of your aura or just below. If you're used to Dranvalo's Merkaba meditation, you'll be familiar with this prana tube stopping at the top and the bottom of the tetrahedrons of the Merkaba. And in this instance, you're going to extend this beautiful crystalline energy breathing tube right up and right down on your command. I extend my prana tube into the heart of the great central sun now. And as you command this, your prana tube pushes from your heart, it zings straight through your crown chakra, through the top of your aura, and into the heart of our galaxy. The heart of our galaxy being the place through which the mind of God or Tzolk'in is able to communicate with us. And at your command now, I extend my prana tube down into the core crystal of Gaia now. And with this, your prana tube zings down from your heart, through your solar plexus, your belly chakra, your root, down through the bottom of your aura, and into the heart of Gaia. You were already connected with all that is above and all that is below. But you are now connected in a more concentrated way through your 12 chakra systems, with the highest dimension that is accessible to you and the lowest dimension accessible to you. You are plugged into the first dimension, the very source of your physical life and being, the core crystal. And you are plugged into the ninth dimension, which is the heart of the Milky Way. The system we are using here, the dimensional system, has been channeled through Barbara Hand Clow in her Pleiadian channelings. And because I became familiar with this system, my guides now use this nine-dimensional system. All of the systems that we are using are models. They are not the truth. They are simply ways that through our intention we can actualize or realize or manifest a desired outcome. So whether in your system, the heart of the Milky Way is the 12th or 13th dimension, or as in this system, it is the 9th dimension, you are doing the same thing. You are plugging through your intention into the great central sun, which is at the heart of our galaxy, and into the core crystal. And this is our galactic birthright. This is one of the ways that we access multidimensionality. And we further this now through asking for the highest energy transmission available from God through the great central sun, in order to activate our full chakric system now. Through our intention now, we call the highest light energy available to activate our 12 chakra systems, commanding, I call for the light of the great central sun to activate my 12 chakra system now. Watch that concentrated light pouring in through the cosmic star portal at the very top of your aura. The cosmic star portal is a spinning golden disc of energy, and it opens like a fish eye lens now, allowing this concentrated activating light into the 12 chakras now. The cosmic star portal at the top of your aura is already open as you have sent your prana tube through that place. But it now radiates and spins as the light of activation moves through it. This light pours down into the chakra below that, about 3 or 4 feet above your head. This second golden spinning disc is activated now, your soul star portal chakra. As the soul star portal chakra activates, so it begins to radiate or transmit energy out through your aura, through your greater light body, sending frequency waves out to connect you with all those in all star systems, including ours, that are part of your soul family. Many people from your star family of origin are incarnated on Gaia now with you. And as the soul star portal chakra is activated, you tune into these others on the planet, attracting them towards you. Some of them will become friends. Some of them will be chance meetings, one-offs. Some of these you will connect to through the interweb rather than in person. Some of these are babies or children, just incarnated on Gaia now. And these will come to you to share energy through your eyes, that light codes may be transmitted between the two of you, so that you assist each other in decoding, in having your codes activated, so that you may be your fully multidimensional selves. Let your heart open in love and gratitude now for the activation of your soul star portal chakra. Know that at any time you can do this meditation, calling for light from the great central sun and watching it spin through the cosmic star portal at the top of your aura and then into the soul star portal, 3 or 4 feet above your head. This light spins down now, illuminating the third chakra above your head, approximately 6 to 8 inches above your head. This is your higher self portal chakra. And as the higher self portal chakra is activated, it connects in with the Ka template at the back of your head, with the etheric device which allows enlightened, activating energy to move into your physical system without harm. The Ka template at the back of your head is encoded with your original blueprint. In this way, it is a protective safety device, which never allows inappropriate energies to come into your physical system so that you do not implode through overactivation. Know that this activation and all others in the future will move into your physical system through your Ka template, in this way protecting you. As the higher self portal just above your head spins open, the third spinning golden disc above your head, so your higher self is more easily able to download into your physical energy system. Your higher self, your I Am presence, is the highest aspect of yourself that you are able to embody. The higher self links into your physical chakra system through your third eye and heart. Invite your higher self into your body now, commanding, I invite my higher self to integrate into my physical system now. You will feel your internal chakras lighting up as you experience, feel, or see the higher self energies integrating into you by your physical system. We refer to your internal chakras. Your internal chakras control how you operate on a physical, mental, emotional level. And is this not the greatest part of your earth experience, your body, mind, and emotions? It is not the lesser part or aspect of yourself. It is as precious as all spiritual, star, or light body aspects of yourself. Know that as your higher self integrates into these aspects of yourself through the internal chakras, so you begin to operate in a more enlightened, peaceful, balanced, and happy way. And is this not what is closest to your hearts, dear ones? This activating light from the heart of the great central sun has moved through all chakras above your head now. The three spinning golden disks, which are the cosmic star portal, the soul star portal, and higher self portal chakras. They spin down now into the crown chakra, Sahasrara, which you experience as a glowing light at the top of your head now. The thousand-petaled lotus opens. Amethyst petals opening now to receive this higher dimensional light. Sahasrara, at the crown of your head, is a portal chakra also. It is the portal into your physical body, into your mind and emotions. It is the place within your internal system which opens to receive knowledge and wisdom and codes, guidance, from all higher aspects of yourself, from the guides, angels, ascended masters, and source energy, God. Fully open now, it allows the light of activation to move down into your third eye. Ajna, the indigo blue, spinning energy center in the center of your brain, opens now, activating the pineal gland. This divine, mysterious inner cave inside your brain is the place where you experience yourself as spirit. You experience this within your personality, mental, emotional, physical self. You experience now, I am spirit, I am divine, I am guided. The light of activation moves through Ajna straight down into the throat chakra, Visuddha. Sky blue, Visuddha, spinning open in your throat now. And as Visuddha opens through this higher light activation, so you experience I am truth. So your ability to speak your truth and to allow only words of integrity to be emitted through your mouth. Visuddha opens, allowing creativity to flow through your words written and spoken, through your hands and arms also. As Visuddha opens, so your ability to manifest that which you desire is activated also. The light of activation moves down through Visuddha into Anahata and into the one heart. All aspects of heart chakra open now. And you feel yourself in the place of centeredness and balance, open to give and receive love, and to experience yourself as love. Love embodied, love divine, love in action. And all of these blossom only from a place of self-love. Say out loud, I love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Feel your heart chakra opening and blossoming with this decision to love yourself. No holds barred. Know, dear ones, that you cannot be the agents of love and light that you desire to be without self-love and acceptance. Feel how your heart center is in all ways the pivotal center for your awakening, for your ability to be of divine service at this time, for your enlightenment, for progress on your path. Activation of the upper chakras. Activation of the third eye, which allows you to be psychic and open your extrasensory perception. These are not enough. They are insufficient. They are incomplete. Without perfect self-love, the light of activation moves down now through the solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus chakra opens now and spins. A divine golden yellow sun within your being, just below your ribs. You move into a sense of fearlessness and power. Self-empowerment brings a sense of freedom, into your being. As you let go of control agendas, so Manipura at the solar plexus opens. Check that the connection between Manipura and Anahata is open now, so that the golden yellow sun energy at the solar plexus is able to radiate up into your heart center, and so that the blissful emerald green light of the heart is able to radiate down into the solar plexus. And through this connection, your love and acceptance of yourself is increased as your confidence increases, as you step into your power, accepting who you are and why you are here, as your self-love increases, so that you let go of all criticism and judgment of yourself, of your body, of your mind, of your emotions, of where you are at right now. So you come to a place of love, acceptance, and power that allows you to be more fruitful in your path of divine service. The activating light moves down into the belly chakra now, into the brilliant swirling orange of Svadhisthana in your belly. As this chakra swells open, so your connection with your body increases, so your acceptance of your body, your ability to listen into your body's needs, sexual, nutrition-wise, exercise-wise. You connect with your body in such a way that your body is able to speak to you, so that you listen to your body and not the rules that someone else has made for your health and physical happiness. And the divine light spins through your belly chakra into Muladhara, the root chakra at the base of your spine. The four-petaled red flower spins open now. And as the last of the rainbow chakras opens, you move into a sense of deep trust, letting go of fear around money, home, job, these practical aspects of earth life. You move into trust that all your needs will be provided for in the moment. Are you not now alive, sheltered, clothed, provided for through Gaia's blessings? Are you not fed and nourished by all aspects of Gaia? Allow these simple needs, which are fulfilled already, to move you into a place of knowing that your needs are already provided for and they always will be. I am safe. Safe in my body, safe on this planet, safe in all ways. And now, dear ones, the light of activation from Source itself, through the great central sun, spins out of your physical body and into the chakra below your feet. If you are sitting on the ground now, simply visualize that you are standing and see the spinning silver disc below your feet, which activates the two central chakras in your feet. This is the Gaya portal chakra. It is a chakra which receives love and healing from Gaia when active. And in this way, the flow is one way. Unlike the root chakra or the Earth Star portal on either side of the Gaia chakra, which can send energy down or up, giving or receiving energy, the Gaia portal chakra below your feet is a device which is opened in order to receive healing energy from the Earth Mother herself. As the light spins this Gaia chakra open now, and as your heart is open to the Earth Mother in love and gratitude, you will begin to feel her healing energy moving into your physical body, through your feet, legs, and hips, into every part of your body, every cell, tissue, and fluid. This portal chakra is open only when your one heart is open and connected with Gaia. Is this not motivation, dear ones? Is this not a great carrot on the stick for you? To open your one heart and connect with Gaia in love and gratitude more often. As you do this, you will experience healing energy from the Mother herself, for you, her child on Earth, part of her body, part of her system. And you will feel this healing energy assisting you in integrating the higher energies of activation which reach your planet and you now. The activating light moves down through the Gaia portal chakra now into the last of the 12, the second spinning silver disc, this time at the bottom of your aura, the Earth Star portal. The Earth Star portal is the opening through which your prana tube spins down into the core crystal. Opening it consciously in this way allows your grounding through your grounding cord to be more powerful. The more powerfully you are grounded, dear ones, the more you are able to handle the activation which you go through at this time. For all of you must needs be activated at this time in order to withstand the higher energies into which you move. It is not possible for you to stay in the dense earth bodies that you have been in up until now and still assimilate the fifth dimensional frequencies that you move into without discomfort, unless you consciously ignite your one hearts more often moving into a place of bliss and love, unless you ground yourselves deep into the earth body and actually experience this grounding and the receiving of healing energies through the chakras in your feet. Unless you consciously brighten and lighten your aura through concentrating and expanding your energy bodies. And this method of calling for activating light from the great central sun will assist you also. We do not say that if those who are unaware of this meditation and therefore do not practice it, that these will not move into fifth dimensional frequency. This is simply a tool, for you must make decisions for yourselves. You must use your very clear intention to activate your 12 chakras and therefore your 12 strands of DNA. If you wish to be in a greater state of ease with the changes that already are occurring in your greater light bodies, in your DNA, in the sacred geometry of your energy bodies, and within the cells of your physical bodies also. It is another tool, and some of you will be drawn to use this tool. For others of you, let us make it clear that simply activating your one heart and practicing, staying in one heart consciousness more and more often during the day, that this too will suffice, that we understand that spiritually inclined earth beings at this time like tools or tricks of the trade. You like to have methods to use that allow you to experience the changes that you are going through. In this final step, we ask you to visualize these 12 chakras spinning now, let us say, to the right. If, like flying saucers or discs, these 12 chakras are visualized, perfectly aligned, one on top of the other, and you imagine that the spin is going to the front of your body and then to the back, in this direction, to the right. You can visualize all 12 chakras spinning in unison, 3 golden discs above your head, 7 rainbow discs within your body, 2 silver discs below your body, all of these contained within your egg-shaped aura. Open your one heart centers now. Smile on your face. Visualizing these 12 spinning discs. Keeping yourself in a state of love consciousness. Open heart. Happy. Peaceful. Relaxed. Blissful. You will become aware of the DNA filaments within every cell of your body beginning to spin also. These filaments are light encoded. They are encoded with the wisdom, the intellect of the higher spheres and your multidimensional self. And the strands of DNA within your cells that have not been connected start to coalesce attracting towards each other. They begin to spin with the spin of your 12 chakras. Simply feel or visualize this spin. Those of you that are frowning, relax your facial muscles. Do not buy into the trap that your mind sets you, which would lead you to believe that you are not good at visualizing. Know that imagination is your God-given right and a precious tool to create that which you desire. And in this moment, you are using your God-given imagination to visualize light-encoded filaments coalescing and spinning within every cell of your physical body, while the 12 chakras spin also. And so it is. So it is that bit by bit you reconnect your full multidimensional beings, your light bodies, your codes, all become active now. They move into the fruition of your true self. Know also, dear ones, that those aspects of yourself that are contained within your internal chakra system, aspects to do with your mind, body, and emotions, these must be brought into balance through simple ways, through simplifying your lives, through spending more time in nature, through connecting with Gaia, nature, and the core crystal more often, doing any meditations which bring you into a place of center, of heart, of balance. Doing physical exercise. Opening your lungs through deep breathing. Practicing the pranayama of the yogis, and in particular, alternate nostril breathing. Practicing kindness, random acts of kindness to your fellow man. Practicing seeing all other beings as aspects of yourself and therefore letting go of judgment. Letting go of people, jobs, situations, homes, places of abode that hold you back, that stress you out, that bring you pain. These practical aspects of earth life come before 12 chakra activation, come before Merkaba activation, come before channeling, spiritual studies. These practical aspects of your earth life must come into balance in order for you to truly experience yourselves as incarnated masters, as a Jesus or Buddha incarnated on the earth now. It is not time to fly away, to leave these bodies, to return to the stars or wherever you choose to believe your home is. Your home, for the moment, is Earth. You are on Earth. This is where you chose to come. And so it is. Namaste.